Okay, everybody. This is Captain Crazy. I am the captain of the spaceship. If you've been listening to the shows in the past, I've only played music. I try to explain to you a little bit about the music, you know, what the music's all about. But we're going down a new chart, a new path today. Starting today, I'm going to be talking to you about consciousness. I'm going to be talking to you about energy. I'm going to be talking to you about crop circles. I'm going to be talking to you about aliens. I'm going to be talking to you about anything that comes through me. Plus, I am here to help you. I'm here to help you raise your energy. I'm here to help you heal. I've been listening to other shows on this station. I love it. So if they can do it, I am just going to let it go, okay? I'm just going to let it go. The phone numbers are the same as before if you want to talk to me, right? If you want to talk to me, I'm here to talk to you. So let me tell you something that recently happened, which I think you'll find interesting. So I'm watching TV, and the TV goes, you know how they have this, I forgot, the Twilight Zone, right? Do not touch your TV screen. We are under your control. That kind of shit, right? And I swear to you, I'm watching this TV, and all of a sudden, crop circle appears on the TV. And then I started writing stuff. And man, this was such a trippy thing because, see, crop circles are a warning. Crop circles are the aliens, the good guys, telling us we had better start paying attention. We had better raise our consciousness because we're going to be in a big battle soon. So there are good guys and bad guys. And the crop circles are, one of the things they told us, or they told me, is that it's a gateway. It talks about the sun. And it's interesting, too, is that the sun is indeed a gateway. And that we are in the process right now of entering a very dangerous part of the earth, very dangerous time period in the earth. It turns out that the bad guys love to come over here and harvest us. It's one of the things, reasons why the crop circles are done in fields of wheat and fields of crops. And there are many books on the subject. I haven't really read any of them. But what it comes down to is that human beings are the seeds which are wanted by aliens all over the galaxy. And the good aliens have learned a long time ago they don't need to do that. They have evolved. The bad aliens, however, really want our genes. So we're going to go into a very interesting cosmic battle coming up real soon. And we had better get it together. We had better get it together because I used to tell people it's not the Earth that's in trouble, it's human beings. Well, it's the Earth that's in trouble. And, you know, it could get demolished in one way or another. Human beings could go right along with it. So my task here is to help you. It's to help you raise your consciousness. The only thing that's going to help us here is our level of consciousness. We can no longer be ignorant, arrogant human beings. We can no longer destroy this planet that we are on. This planet is really very unique in a lot of different ways, okay? Lots of different ways. And it's so far away from anything else, so far away from anything else. There's a reason for that. And this water planet we live on, the air and oxygen, you think this is common? And you would say, out of billions and billions and trillions of other planets, there has to be one like us, right? But yeah, there are living beings out there, but very, very different than us. And we're not better than they are, and they're not better than we are. So we have to understand what we're doing and why we're here and what's going on. And, you know, I've been looking around the world and looking at the Mayans and looking at all these other structures all over the place. They were done by the same people. The same people. Not like different people coincidentally learn how to do these things separately. The same people did it. And I try to explain to people, you know, for some reason, you know, I work with the Akashic Records. I always have, okay? I do past life readings. I do readings of the present. I help. And through my own experience in past life readings, I've been here before, okay? And in the past, I've learned many things, you know, here during the Lemurian times, I was here during the Atlantean times. We all still have one thing in common, is our consciousness. Scientists now are starting to realize that the mind goes beyond the physical body. You know, they're starting to, they gave it a name, I forgot what it was now, it's something to do with physical psychology, you know, have to do with a combination of physics and psychology, you know, together. So I'm here to help you. That's my job. That's what I do. You know, I help people. I help all living things. So I'm here to expand your consciousness, expand your awareness, to help you break through the different blocks that you have in your body. I'm currently working with a bunch of different people, every different age you can think of. The youngest is around 12. I think I'm the oldest. But next to me, it's probably 60, you know, 55, 60, you know, in age. And I've been teaching them a variety of different techniques that it's been passed on. I'm not the only one knowing these techniques. I consider myself a guide. What I do now is I go up to YouTube, I find that person who's teaching that technique, and I turn these folks onto that. Okay? These are also beings who are here to teach you. Everybody, all these people here, they have all these different really amazing techniques. I'm not creating them, nor am I going to take credit for them. You know, brain tapping is a wonderful technique. Mudras, mantra, how to meditate. You know, all these things, I'm not creating. I'm really a guide. The music that I write is not created. This song right here. So it has frequencies built into it. These are frequencies your body listens to. Why do you think I tell you need to have headphones when you're listening to this stuff? Okay? So hidden inside this song are certain frequencies, and they go directly to certain parts of your body. And if you use the it's called binaural, basically, where it is you have left side of your brain or right side of your brain. You're supposed to be connected through the pineal gland. It's supposed to be one body working together. But we don't do that. We have either right side brain or left brain. And the pineal gland is sitting there going, what the fuck, what's going on here? It isn't connecting. You have 108 different energy centers in your body. 108, besides the 8 chakras that people talk about. There are 100 more of them. All of them are connected. Here in the States, we call it the vagus system. Now, other parts of the world, kundalini, the serpent energy. If there's a block and it doesn't allow the energy to flow through to all the other ones, it's not working. I do a lot of work in dreams, okay? I work in people's dreams. One of the ways I've learned to help people work through their... Because if they can remember their dreams, and then we can start talking about lucid dreams, not only remembering your dreams, but actually have control of your dreams, then that means that your energy system is working. And the blocks have been lifted. You understand? So a lot of these things that I write, they get your energy circulating. They go through one chakra and make that chakra circulate and circulate. And then poof, goes up to the next chakra and makes it circulate. If there's a block there, it ain't going to get any further than that. Your pineal, it will never reach your pineal gland. So that's why I tell people, if you wear these headphones, when I put one frequency, comes in your right ear and goes to your left brain. Another frequency comes into your left ear, goes into your right brain. And both what they do is connect you to the pineal gland in the middle. And that pineal gland connects you with all the other energy centers. I'm telling you, man, the direction that I have taken, I just recently went through a very traumatic experience. My wife died in December, Christmas, okay? Married after 40 years. I concentrate all my energy on being a husband, providing that for that family. Now I'm by myself. I find I have to do what I am here to do. I have to fulfill my next stage of my life. And that is helping you. See? Helping you to expand your consciousness, to expand your energy, to heal. I came that close to death. I was playing chess with death. It's a cool guy. We laughed a lot. He says, do you want to go? I said, well, I don't know. It feels like the right time to go. You know, I said, well, you can come with me if you want to. I'll tell you what, let's play this game of chess. If you win, you can stay. I keep winning. I go, well, I'm sorry, I didn't want to win. Can I just lose? No, you won. So you're going to have to go back into your body, and you're going to have to deal with whatever it is you need to deal with. He laughs like this. Like Santa Claus, you know? I'm not scared of death. And her dying was not like a shock. Oh, my God, she's going to die. You know, we all die. That's one thing you have to deal with. You have to understand, why are we here right now? I could tell you, you know, you're here because you have many different lifetimes and all this stuff. I'll tell you the reality. You only have this life now. You only have this life here. That's it. No other life. You can talk about past life, but that's another life. That's something else. You don't even know if that's real. I don't even know if that's real. I could say my imagination took over, and I dreamed of being another being and another. The reality of it is you have right now, this very moment, that is all you have. And why are you here? Why? To be suffering? Really? You come here to suffer? I don't think so. We get caught in this. We're energy beings, infinite energy beings, stuck in a finite body. Let me see. I'm going to pull up something else over here. So my music is really channeled energy. It comes from certain beings that I have learned to channel. I channel. I channel a variety. I went to this University of Florida in 1970. At that time, they were doing sleep deprivation. They wanted to see what would happen if we mess up your sleep cycles, right? Okay, so somehow they got a hold of me because I was doing a variety of LSD and mushrooms at the time. I'm telling you the truth. Okay, I'm not lying. Because I'm Gainesville, I used to go out and sit in the field and watch the mushroom grows and eat it. And I would bring bags and bags of psilocybin mushroom, dry it, and give it away to people. I actually started a church called Astor's Garden. I'm an ordained minister. Just relax. Everything's fine, okay? Everything's fine. But I also dealt with LSD. I lived with Baba Ram Dass, Timothy Leary. We traveled the universe. And I would take them on tours. My mother and I used to travel all the time outside our body. My mom was part of the Santera religion, which is Voodooism and Catholic combined together. You know, I started doing tarot readings at a very early age, okay? I have my own tarot deck, which I'm expanding now, updating it to the latest decade. I do gemology, gem elixirs. I can read water like you can read, like a computer can read a hard drive. I work with energy. I learned a long time ago how to use energy, how to write energy frequencies into the water so you can drink it and your body gets it because you want it internally. My mother used to make elixirs for people, and the way she would do it, she would say, Andy, go out and get this stone. And so I would go to the rock shop and, you know, buy the stone or gem or whatever, bring it to her. She would crush it with a hammer, put it in a wine, and people would drink it. And I said, Mom, you don't need to crush it. Because there's a way you can get the energy of the stone into the liquid without destroying this gem. Okay? And I do that to this day. I got gems coming out of my ass everywhere. I got crystals everywhere. And the purpose of them is to charge them up and then give them to people. When you need it, you will get it. If you're listening to me, if you hear my voice, the energy is getting to you. And if you need something, I can give that to you. It's free. I never charge from this service. Never charge. But I tell people, look, you want me to help you, you have to take that one step. I'm not just going to give. I give, you give. I give, you give. You want to give me money, fine. If you have millionaires, give me money, fine. If you're rich in food, give me food. If you're rich in that, you give me what you want to give. If you don't give me, then I'm just not going to give you anything because you don't deserve it. You have to take that one step. Get it? Understand? Okay, let's see what this is. So this is one lady, Chandra, comes through. Beautiful, tall lady from Egypt. Can you tell? I have no idea how I did this, other than I just let it happen. Isn't that nice? That was done by Cassandra. Her name is Cassandra. Very tall lady. I'm 6'4". This lady must be like 7 feet. She's an Egyptian, high priestess. And she actually developed a bunch of different... She was like for women's rights, okay? So not liked by a lot of men. Men did not like her, okay, because she was for women's rights. But she was the most powerful being on the planet at one time. Her name is Cassandra, and she came through and wrote this music, you know, she occasionally I let her do whatever she wants to do. You know, and then here is another song that was channeled by a different person. And he's a male from Africa, I think. I'm not really sure. His name is Kario. And he is kind of really has a different outtake on music. We'll be right back. I think my computer is going nuts now. It's doing stuff that I don't even want it to do. I have no idea what to do about it. It's done this before. You know, it's just sometimes I go on the internet and I play music that I do, you know, and sometimes it decides it wants to, do its own thing. So nothing I can really do about it in a lot of ways, you know. So, but because I have music all over the place, right? I have music everywhere that I try to, that I just get it out to the universe, and eventually, you know, so now it decides it wants to just do its own thing here, and it's okay, you know. So, but the music that I write is very different, comes from very different people. And so they're radically different. I've learned to just let it go and let it see what happens, you know, with the music. So here's another one that's done by another being. I hope you enjoy it. And let's see what happens. I do the bongo, by the way. Thank you. When I was at the University of Florida for the sleep deprivation, and they quickly realized that I not only not care about sleep deprivation, because they would come and it would say it's time to eat, and they would do it again over a different time. You know, just to freak you out, they would give me the wrong paper with the wrong date. But they also decided that I had a multiple personality disorder, that I have 14 different personality disorders. I kept telling them that it's not a disorder. These are different people that come through me. They channel through me. It's not a disorder. It's a gift, which I thought was really funny. That was in 1970, okay? And this is the kind of music that I write. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. My finger hit the button. I love it when it does that, don't you? Well, this song is going to go until the end of... Oh, I did it again. I don't know what's going on here. This is very scary, man. Very scary, man. Very scary. Yes, it's indeed very scary. Let's see what happens. I don't know. I guess my finger and my computer are... They're playing games. This is called Angel of Light. I have a whole series of albums about angel music. Thank you. Hey, everybody, we're going to be going in about a minute. This is the Cosmic Spaceship. Please subscribe to the Get the Podcast. Now where you get all these songs for free. I never sell any music anyway. But that way you can get them, you know, listen to them again on your own, right? I'll be back again next week, okay? Unfortunately, I'll be back again next week. So enjoy, just let the music play off and Mr. Engineer will turn us off when the time is right. Bye now, take care.